Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor digital world broadcast center of the KXOY building. It is a Wednesday. It's 12/11/24, and welcome to the middle of the week, everybody.
Yeah, I guess it's probably because it's not a four-day week this week.
That it seems to go slower, but, or what?
Yeah, like I just can't get it in my head that it's only Wednesday tonight.
Tonight.
Well, yeah, I only view my day
by night
for what's on TV at night.
Oh, okay.
That's how I know what night of the week it is.
Well, you'd have been confused if you were my mom and sister yesterday.
Oh, no, what
then.
Happened?
They are in Arizona. They went to Arizona for visit friends and hang out in the warm weather for, you know, I don't know, a couple weeks.
It was great. I'm glad they did that.
Yeah. So that last night I text them and I'm like, what's up with the snowbirds? And my mom texts back and she's like, we are watching the Rams and the Bills. And I was like, uh-oh.
The Rams and the Bills? When was that? Oh, that was from Sunday.
I was like, uh-oh. And I think I said something about, I'm going to guess whatever the score was. I think Bills 44-42.
Yeah, I got that.
And I was going to say. And then, you know, because I was thinking to myself, oh, no. I hope they don't think, you know, my mom has just become just this huge sports fan. She'll just watch
it. I love
sports nonstop. So
they're always on.
Well, yeah, and
which
and,
really helps.
But it was weird because I'm like at a hotel even. You know, I could see if she had the NFL Network or something, which I think she does, but like
if she was in one of those two cities.
Yeah. Where maybe they showed the
replay.
Replay
the game, you know, or what. But, yeah, that's interesting.
And then she was like, because I was concerned that it was kind of my way of saying, you know, that already happened, right? And she told me about her whole day. And besides lunch and a nap, you know, they also bought shoes, which I feel like is what you do when you're that age, you know.
Sure. Well, comfortable ones, I hope.
I would hope so, yeah. And then she's like, I know the game was this weekend, but I hadn't seen all the game, and it's better than Wheel of Fortune. That's what my mom said, and I'm shots fired, Ryan Seacrest.
I was going to say, was that a Seacrest shot?
I think it was just, you know, she just likes football more than Wheel of Fortune. God bless
her.
Yeah. But, yeah, how messed up would she be if she was thinking, based on TV, depending on what day it was? She'd be like, is it Sunday again? And, of course, when you're retired and have been for a while, you probably might not even know what
the
day
days do not matter sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
What day is it? It's retirement day. So, Kevin, I'm glad you're not that confused that you think maybe there was a football game last night, or at least
No, I didn't. I did not have that confusion.
And what is the Wednesday? What is the Wednesday TV?
Oh, Survivor.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is it finale tonight?
I mean, you're asking the wrong person.
Oh my gosh, it might be the finale tonight.
Yeah, you're going to need to know that.
There's too many people left, but that's the way they do it now. Is it confuses me. I think it might be Survivor finale.
Mm-hmm. Two separate two-hour episodes over the next 2 weeks. Part one will air December 11th.
That's correct.
That's tonight.
Yeah.
And part two will air December 18th.
Oh, that's very satisfying. Okay. We start the process tonight.
Very satisfying.
Good job, Survivor, because sometimes I feel like they
don't rush it.
There's so many shows that make their show longer than it should be.
That's right.
And you're like, ugh.
And then there's the ones
and
that
Survivor
make it too short.
Survivor always has the ability to go longer.
Yeah.
Because they have so much content. But they don't. So this, I like this.
Oh, part one, okay.
Okay, part one of the finale, tonight.
Well, what if they did that for Yellowstone? They had it all, you know, everybody was ready to go this coming Sunday for the finale. And then they go, next week on the ultimate conclusion. You know, and they just stretch it out.
Part
and you're
two.
Like, what? Would that make you mad or would it make you happy there was one more?
I think I'd be happy there's one more.
Yeah, it might be both.
Oh, did I tell you what I think's going to happen on Survivor?
On Survivor?
I mean, not Survivor. Sorry, Yellowstone.
I don't think you did.
Oh.
After the break.
The big 999. Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you after the break.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Fuzzy.
Kevin James.
I wish to wash my Irish wrist watch.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Okay.
Howdy.
How is everybody?
Good.
Okay.
Good, yeah.
What do you think of this? Yellowstone coming to an end this next weekend. What do you think of them getting a little tricky?
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, hear me out. There's a couple stories that have been just sort of lost on the show.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because they just changed all of it because there was a massive change in the show, and so they felt like, well, let's just forget those stories.
Don't worry about it.
Like what? Like Summer, for example.
Yeah.
I guess there was an end to her story, which was, hey, I'll take you to the airport. Don't ever come back.
Yeah, easy out on that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was easy enough. They kind of wrapped hers up. But there's been all of this trouble on Yellowstone and all of this work with the wolves.
Okay, yeah.
Where are the wolves?
Yeah. Whatever happened to the fact that they were going to, you know.
There's no talk about the wolves.
The whole
anymore.
Trackers and all that.
Yeah.
Shot them and all that. Yeah.
I think they're going to give the land to the wolves.
And they're going to have a dance. And then Costner's going to come back and remake Dances with Wolves.
Listen. Casey, who talks to wolves or whatever he does.
Yeah.
He is going to use his spirits and whatever to get them to be kind to the cattle.
Ah.
And Summer will make an appearance because she was an activist.
Yeah.
And she will come back and say, I, too, hated the cattle industry.
Okay.
But after being here and seeing it, I fell in love with it.
Right.
And you should, too, wolves.
So she should.
And they'll say, oh.
Wolf whisperer.
Yep, and then that'll kind of be it. The wolves will run the land, but of course, the humans can help.
And then does the one guy that came to one of our remotes that one time and saw our emblem and said, that's not a coyote, it's a gosh darn wolf, will that guy be there?
No.
Oh, he will not
be there. Oh, but you know who will? That really mean Native American woman
that disappeared completely.
Yeah, who was causing all the trouble and then just like disappeared.
Right.
She'll be there and the wolves will eat her.
Whoa. All righty then.
Hello. My name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes. It's true.
True, yeah.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Got all that, Steve?
I think so. I mean, that's a lot, and I'm kind of interested to see it.
Yeah. Oh, how weird will that be? Yeah.
Okay, would that be the wildest thing, Steve, if you just tuned into the finale? You have not seen one episode of Yellowstone, and if you just thought, I'm going to watch the finale.
Just of all things.
I wonder what that would be like.
Can you imagine?
Should I do it?
Just one. The only episode you ever watch of the entire five seasons is the last one, and then you never go back and watch anything else.
Because people always say, hey, have you seen Yellowstone?
And you could
and
say yes.
Say, well, yeah, I watched a couple episodes, and I got lost interest or whatever. But you could say, oh, yeah, I watched the last episode.
Yeah, okay.
That's crazy.
I would do that. I'd be very
confused. I wonder
if
it would make any sense.
There'd be so many backstories you'd get, but probably entertaining enough to follow along, at least with some of it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try it.
Yeah.
It's on, what is it on again?
A lot of places. Paramount, eventually MTV or,
CMT.
And I don't know. It's like all over the place.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll do that. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot to...
Steve's review on Monday of the final episode of Yellowstone.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
Yeah.
And what day does it come out?
Sunday? It's Sunday night. Yeah.
Sunday night. Mm-hmm.
8
Sunday,
o'clock.
8 p.m.
Ooh, I like the way you said that. 8 p.m. Sunday. okay. Something I did watch yesterday that was a recommendation from you fellas was Our Little Secret.
Oh, okay. Lindsay Lohan. Let's go.
I watched the whole thing.
Nice.
On Netflix.
Oh, wow. Wait, are we going to get a movie review right now?
I mean, if you want me to.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hold Body. On a second.
I mean,
okay,
I can just
this
say-
is delighting me, Steve. You usually fight us when I say, watch something or what?
Yeah, he's and 6 weeks later.
You watch the movie right away.
Time for a movie review. Oh. Mm-hmm. Movie review. Movie review.
Well, here's the thing. I only completed half the mission.
Oh, boy. You shut the music off.
Well, no.
Did you watch the whole movie?
I did watch the whole movie.
Back on.
But half the mission, my plan was I was going to get pizza from Pizza Pipeline.
Right.
Oh,
yes.
You were going to double dip.
Yeah, boy, look at that. That would have been great.
But I didn't wind up getting the pizza.
Okay.
All right.
Forgiven.
That's fine.
Yeah. Mainly because I figured, I have to finish my leftover Chinese food.
Hey, whatever it takes.
So I did that. Maybe today. We'll see.
Pace yourself. Don't do it all at once.
I know, right? I can't. So the movie.
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
Ian Harding.
Yeah, you know,
who?
He kind of bothered me.
Ian Harding?
Yeah.
You didn't like him as the main character?
I don't know why. He just threw me off a little bit.
Mm.
I don't know if I just didn't like their chemistry or what.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You had mentioned yesterday that there was a lot of predictable stuff in there and that there was some stuff that was not predictable.
Yes, correct.
I felt like it was all very predictable.
There's no way
no,
you guessed
Steve,
some
no.
of the things in that movie.
No, you
movie.
Did not. You didn't watch the end of the movie then.
Are you talking about the very end?
Well,
like just
I mean,
all the twists and, okay.
I mean,
he
maybe.
He goes up to the room to get the proposal.
Yeah.
And he hears scuffling about.
In the closet.
In the closet. And you're telling me when he opened that door, that's what you expected.
I mean, no, but I wasn't surprised at all.
You're so attentive in your world that you knew that Stan was going to be in there with...
No. Okay. I didn't necessarily know, but I mean, isn't that the thing? Like, you were surprised by that, correct?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I was not. I was like, oh, okay, that sure.
Huh.
Oh, sure, adultery. Yeah.
I don't think...
No big deal. Just happens all the time.
And are we spoiling the movie?
Well, I mean...
Sort of.
Not really, because okay. We didn't say who the characters were, all of them, and when, and all the rest
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
All right. Right,
I mean,
fine.
You're spoiling it, saying, oh, yeah, I didn't think that was a surprise.
Well, I mean, I mean, sure. Maybe
you know what? It was your movie experience. You
that's
just,
fine.
That's
Steve.
Fine.
Yep.
You were not surprised by anything in the movie. That's fine.
Okay.
What?
I didn't see that as a predictable twist. Let's put it that way.
Okay. I saw that as, in my head, because we were talking about, you mentioned that... There were things that were predictable and things that weren't. I was thinking of all the possibilities. So maybe I was on edge trying to think of all the possible outcomes.
You knew that Lindsay Lohan would eat some candy and then have an interesting speech?
Well, I mean.
What was your rating of the movie, Steve? Because now you've really encouraged people to watch it.
Well, I mean, I thought she was really good in the movie.
Yeah, that's why she's going to win an Oscar someday.
Yeah, someday, well, Kevin's going to be right. Kevin's going to hold that over our heads forever, I think, and then, legitimately so.
Yeah, you think she's going to win an Oscar for this?
Not that.
No,
probably
no,
not
no,
that.
Not for
no.
this.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this
okay,
is
okay,
just
okay.
the start of it.
She hasn't gotten the opportunity to be Oscar worthy
right.
yet.
Yeah. No, I thought she did good, and I like Christian Chenoweth.
Yes, she's always
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, kind of a different character for her, mm-hmm. right? Where she was
kind of a meanie.
Meanie,
mm-hmm. yeah. I like Tim Meadows.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know her name.
Big role for Tim Meadows.
Yeah. But I don't know her name, but the actress who's also in Scrubs, who was in it, who was his wife.
Tim Meadows. Oh, yeah.
I don't know her name, but mm-hmm. I like her.
Okay.
And, I thought the plot was fine. And yeah, it was
so
festive.
The only people you didn't like were the good-looking guys.
Who was the good? Just the main character.
Just
the main
you character just didn't like Logan,
Lindsay's boyfriend.
I mean, he...
The neighbor or her actual boyfriend, Kevin?
Her actual boyfriend.
The guy that played Cameron.
Yes.
No. The neighbor I didn't really care for.
Logan.
Yeah.
Overall rating of the movie?
7.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was wearing my headphones this morning, listening, and when the message comes in, it goes, ring. Jody J sent one yellow emoji, two black emojis, three gray emojis.
Kevin James.
What?
Because it's reading each line of the Wordle, which are only, they consider them emojis, I guess.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Also, I had my volume on, and my phone reads texts when I have my volume on, my ringer on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you have yours set up that way?
No.
I don't even remember why I did it, but at some point I was like, yeah, I think it was because when I was outside in the summer working in the yard and your hands are like dirty and you're digging around and I can't get my phone out of my pocket. So I just turned it and I set the settings so that it would basically read my texts for me. So I didn't want to miss a text from my wife or a call from my wife yesterday. And then I had it still on and I had text my brother. You know, based on the fact that we talked about the fact that he is up for election and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I just texted him, hey, man, I know it's the last week. Hang in there. I hope, you know, fingers crossed. And
that was nice of you.
Thanks, Kev. He texted me back and said, you know, I'm, there was some words in there. And it was just weird when your phone is reading those words out loud.
Oh, yeah.
I was glad it was just in the house because.
Ooh, were they dirty words or what are we talking here?
No, dirty is the description of them.
Jimmy, inappropriate words, is that better?
Did you know you can pretty much buy everything on Amazon?
Well, switching gears, I saw that for the first time ever, you can now buy a car directly on Amazon.
Ooh.
The only hiccup is that since it's Amazon, your car will be delivered in 4,000 separate packages.
That would be great. Yeah. Some assembly required. Enjoy.
I do always love the fewer packages option.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, no, I kind of want to know.
I'm kind of like, don't care. I mean, yeah. You know, like, that's on you guys. I mean, you want to delay the delivery for a day, I probably wouldn't even notice, just so you could put it all in one box. That's-
and this is the one time where, you know, the person in your household who likes to save the boxes gets to be right. Because you go to wrap Christmas presents and you have...
Yeah, plenty of boxes.
Everything to wrap them.
Also, you got to be careful with deliveries this time of year and don't let certain people around those deliveries. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you get a delivery and maybe it's a little too obvious what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Close your eyes, 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 get inside. That is not for you. That is not for you. That's the wrong house.
Damn it.
You did not see that. Really? That's what they send it in?
That is weird when they send a package and it's completely like...
I don't need to see that.
Oh. All right, that's a bicycle or whatever it was.
I just... Yeah.
Kid was excited.
Yeah, sorry.
I had a coworker one time who his wife was at home, had to rush home because there was a package being delivered, and the son was getting back on the school bus, and he was watching on the doorbell cam the whole thing. The wife rushing to the door, running, grabbing the package, hiding it somewhere, and then the bus pulls up right behind. It was marvelous.
A guy yesterday delivered a package to my house. It's a very light package, and he didn't come up the steps. There's just like two or three steps, whatever it is, at the front there. He just took the box and he like slid it, you know, across the concrete there. And when it slid, it tumbled. It went like that. And now what was inside was not breakable. He didn't know that. And so he slides it, and as it spirals and rolls and tumbles, he goes, oh, God.
Did he come up and do anything with it?
He did not. He took a picture of it laying there and left.
I've already chose not to do these stairs. I'm not doing them now.
And, you know, I can't really say I 100% blame him for the stairs thing because I imagine.
Oh, gosh, they got to get worn out.
End of the day, man, your legs are shot. And just the, God. So frustrated. And yeah, luckily it didn't matter, so I enjoyed it. If you were to guess what kind of Christmas movies Keith Urban watches, what would you say?
Oh, man. I feel like he's very funny.
Okay. So you're going to go comedy.
So I could say, I mean, I could see him liking comedies, but...
He has a very dry sort of sense of humor.
Yeah, but also...
He's artsy.
He's artsy. He's quirky. He's a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a lot of rock star Christmas movies.
Not that I'm aware of.
You know what? I'm just going to go with like the real emotional classics.
I love Christmas Story. That's a good one. And It's a Wonderful Life, of course. I have one of my main guitars is called Clarence, and it's named after the angel.
Of course.
And then for some reason, I swear, no matter what you're doing, flicking around the TV, you're going to land on Charlie Brown. I don't know how that happens, but it happens every year.
So true.
I'm like, okay. I'm not 100% surprised by that because he is kind of the artsy guy. You're like, you know, I'm just going to go classic, emotional, and just be done with it. I'm not.
Yeah,
gonna...
he had a little bit of everything, yeah. Didn't he?
I feel like this may have happened to many people. Martina McBride, after decorating her Christmas tree, interesting story, they'll have all the family who's in the house and they decorate their tree.
We had the whole family together. All my daughters were with us and home, and we decided to decorate the tree together. So we put all the ornaments on, and we have these, like, you know, personal ornaments, mm-hmm. that everybody's collected over the years. There's like hundreds of them. And so we get it all done, and the next morning I wake up and I'm talking to my middle daughter Emma, and I said, I don't think I like the lights on the tree.
Ooh, why didn't you like
and
the lights?
And she said, well, they were like big, and the color was kind of a greenish white instead of a gold, you know, glowy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't think I like the lights on the tree. And she said, I hate the lights on the tree. Mm-hmm. And so does Delaney, and so does Ava.
They had a bad channel.
And I was like, well, why didn't you say anything?
Well, they didn't want to, you know.
Yeah. So we took everything off
and then
changed the lights and put everything back
on. And now do you like the lights?
I love the lights. Yeah.
You're just like, you decorate it and you go, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, if you have the light issue, you got to take all the ornaments off to be able to get to the lights.
Oh, that's so true.
And then start all over again.
I recommend this.
Pre-lit tree.
Yeah. And then you turn the lights on.
Uh-huh.
And you turn off the lights in the house.
Yeah, you do have to make it dark to be able to
make
feel
it. Make
it
dark, put all the lights on, and then just kind of sit there and squint a little bit.
Okay.
And you won't care. It just looks beautiful. It's just like very lit up. It's very beautiful. Don't worry about the decoration.
So anytime you come into the house, just squint your eyes and the tree will look better.
Enjoy the lights.
That's great advice. And also your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is December the 11th, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So what did you do?
So I yelled, Tyler! Tyler! And I forgot that he's home right now. I could be screaming anything.
Oh, my gosh, he's going to come running in there.
Oh, God. No, hopefully he won't.
He comes in again with the fire extinguisher.
Oh, God,
now what?
Here.
Kevin James.
Sorry, I was telling a story about the barbecue being on fire. I don't need you. Sorry.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jeez, man. All right, in about an hour, we'll qualify you for Friday's Christmas cash drawing. Your son comes running in. What? Oh, sorry, redo.
Yeah.
Never mind. Telling a story.
When you hear the old man yelling from the bedroom,
well, especially
you're like,
by
let's
name.
Let's go save him.
I mean, I don't know that he runs anymore. It's like the boy that cried wolf. Now he just kind of slowly walks in and goes, what? Are we telling another story or is this real? What's up? Guys, we got some prizes to give away. We have too many to just give away all at once. So let's do a little bit of this.
It's time for Pick Your Poison.
All right. Pick Your Poison. Let's see what we have here. By the way, the phone number is 509-441-0999. We've got some Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park tickets. Man, that seems good right about now, doesn't it?
Like, yeah, it does.
Kind of yucky. And let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, John Party. Jonathan, bring your own party.
Is that, that's like kind of in the middle
of summer.
It's
June, June 20th.
Okay,
yeah.
Begin.
June 20th, 2025. Yeah. Giving you a little heads up there. June 20th, 2025, you have plans yet?
I don't think so.
Most people I don't think do. It would be weird, though, if all of a sudden you looked on your calendar, which, by the way, do you like the new calendar on your iPhone, what they did to it, or do you not like it?
I haven't really
Oh, you must not use it.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't use that.
You
one.
Would notice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use
you.
A different one.
You would definitely notice. All right. So 509-441-0999. Let's jump over here. And is it Wally?
It is Wally.
Okay. What? How are you, man?
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
Wally, producer Steve spelled your name W A L L E Y.
That's Wale.
Wale.
Hello, it is Wale on the phone. Wale, how are you?
Oh, I am very good, yes. I wasn't really a French accent.
It wasn't, but you know what? I still enjoyed the effort. Wale, have you watched any Christmas movies?
No.
No, you're not a big Christmas movie guy?
If it's on, I'll watch it, but yeah.
Not like you're going to seek it out.
I'm not searching for one.
Yeah. I got you.
Are you a guy that's...
Actually, I take that back. I did watch Die Hard.
Okay.
Oh, I just saw the clip last night. Bruce Willis said it's not a Christmas movie.
Right, yeah.
I have to respect him.
I do like the fact that it gives you an option, though, to feel like it's a Christmas movie, even if he says it's not, but not the classic one. You know, it's like all about the action stuff. I do like that. I've always kind of counted it.
Yeah, it's fun to sneak it in because it's so different than the rest of Christmas.
Absolutely, yeah. And where would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, do you have a lot of things to get for family and friends for the holiday as far as presents go or no?
I've pretty much got everything I need to get for my wife already. So
wow.
I'm that guy this year.
Well done, my friend.
Yeah, nice work.
How great does that feel, though?
Spectacular, except I'm just hoping it's enough.
Should
I get her one more?
That's the ads and everything does for you. You know, you're like, well, I could probably just add one more. She might like that. And then next thing you know, you're another $100 into it.
Yeah.
Well,
she doesn't want for much. Anything she wants, she just goes out and buys.
Yeah, well, there you go. What are you thinking today as far as picking your poison? We've got a pair of passes to the Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park, or we can send you to the John Party Concert at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on June the 20th. What do you think?
Let's go with John Party on June the 20th.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long ways away, but man, that's going to be a great show. Absolute fantastic show. All right, hold on for a second, Wally, and we'll get that for you. Steve?
I think last time John Party was... this might be a lie.
Okay.
Was the last time he was at the casino, Lainey Wilson opened for him?
I don't know that. Wow.
I'm certain that happened.
I didn't know if you knew that Wally is not spelled with an E.
Yeah, just a Y.
Oh. What? Sorry.
No, that's just, it's funny. Nicole.
I was typing fast.
You were, yeah. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Taking my son to my mom so I can go to work.
Ah, okay. Oh, that's that makes a little extra trip, huh?
It does.
How long does it take? How long is the process? Let's go from entering the vehicle at your house to entering your work. How long does that all take?
It's 30 minutes to my mom's and then 10 minutes to work, 10 or 15 minutes to work.
Ooh, well, at least it's close to mom's there. That helps.
Yeah, it's closer to mom's than my house, but
40 minutes, I feel like isn't horrible.
No, it's not bad. I have to leave about an hour early because I obviously just...
Right.
And especially if that means that there's free childcare.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, man.
That's worth it.
Trusted childcare. You know, it's just one of those like, there's just an extra confidence. And you're like, oh, mom, perfect, done.
Yep. And sometimes if I'm late, she'll come pick him up at my work. It's fabulous.
Look at mom go.
Oh, man.
Man,
gotta love moms.
Don't mess that up, Nicole.
I know.
You said that like maybe mom has said that before.
No.
Can you imagine? Don't mess that up.
I know.
Nicole, have you ever been so cold at work that you've worn your coat?
Always.
Really?
Yeah.
I noticed this yesterday here. There's a man who always wears his jacket in the building. And it's not like our, I don't know, Kevin, the building itself is not cold, right? It's just like normal.
I don't think so. Yeah, there's areas.
Yeah, there are a few. And maybe that's why he does it, because he goes into all the different areas. But I started wondering, and I know it's just because we have a weird setup out here on the second floor, but I bet if you were to walk downstairs, you'd see quite a few people with their coat on most of the day. And does that happen at your place of business, Nicole?
Yeah, we eat lunch in the basement, and it's always super cold.
So everybody has their coat on.
Absolutely.
It's cold lunch.
Yeah, it's cold lunch. It's like the school. And we always eat cold lunch, even if we're eating hot lunch.
Absolutely.
Nicole, which one of these prizes do you want? Some party tickets or some Raptor Reef indoor water park tickets?
Party.
Party it is. Okay, hold on for a second, okay? We'll get you some party tickets.
Mm-hmm. She knew what she wanted.
It should say, his tickets should be called passes. Do you not?
Party pass?
Yeah.
Party passes.
Yeah, you need a party pass to get in. No?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. It works for me.
Get your party pass now.